This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we interview Ben Cousset, a classically trained metal musician who turned his bass and keyboard skills into a solo career. He plays ambient rock in a two-piece group and considers his sound to be somewhat of an instrumental Pink Floyd. Here's Ben Cousset, and you're listening to The Live Feed. All right, I'm here in the Acoustic Cafe with Ben Cousset.
Yep.
What kind of music can we be expecting? Like, what? Tell us about what you do exactly.
We do a wide variety of genres. It's my solo music, all original, and I do a lot of ambient, although it's not the type of ambient that's connected to the industrial genre. My music has a lot of rock in it and a lot of classical influence. Two of the tracks would be considered lullabies. And so, yeah, very wide variety.
Yeah. Are there any artists that you draw from with your ambient sort of rock genre?
Yeah, well, as far as my bass playing technique, I draw a lot from Stuart Hamm. He's, as far as my tapping goes, he's my biggest influence. As far as my compositions, the ambience fused with rock, Pink Floyd is a major influence. I consider them to be innovators in what I call ambient rock. So, yeah, a lot of my stuff that we'll be playing tonight has the atmosphere similar to Pink Floyd's music, but in an instrumental setting.
Good evening, everyone. We're the Ben Cousset Band. I'm Ben Cousset. We're on our Midwest tour, and pleasure playing Winona tonight. Anyway, thanks for listening, and enjoy our set. Thank you.
So you're mostly known for being a bassist, correct?
Yeah, pretty much, and played in a lot of metal bands. My solo stuff that I've been doing for quite a few years now has always crossed a lot of different genres, but with my background in metal and the letters of my name written in Old English and the logo, everyone assumes that it's metal till they hear it.
Cool. So what kind of metal experiences have you had? Like, what kind of different bands have you played with in the past along the metal genre?
Oh, gosh. The most famous band I played in was Monstrosity. I played in that band for just spring of 2008. We did a full-length U.S. tour and then a big metal fest on the East Coast after that. Let's see, what else? Played in Wicked Witch. I played in an instrumental group called Second Impression that was like hard rock, heavy metal in Milwaukee in 2000. Yeah, I've had a lot of great experiences playing with what are, in my opinion, top-notch musicians. I could list lots and lots of musicians of different bands I've played in. And it's always seemed unfortunate to me that a lot of times the great composers and musicians don't get to do what they do for a living because they do it so well. Yeah, so because I've played with many and they seem to get bogged down by the day job and just having to keep up with the system, and eventually some of them have gone very far in the music business, probably farther than I have commercially, and I'm very proud of them, happy to see that. Others have, like I said, gotten bogged down and kind of fell by the wayside, unfortunately. Thank you.
So what were those experiences like playing metal shows? Like, did you have any crazy stories from being on the road or anything like that?
Oh, plenty. tons of crazy stories, yeah. Gosh. So some of them might not be fit for the air, but yeah, that's a totally different scene, the metal scene, playing with a full band and in many cases roaring or screaming vocals. The audience is completely different from the audience we get going touring through the cafes and coffee houses and some taverns, as we're doing now. So yeah, the audience there, they're headbanging and screaming. It's very wild. There's a mosh pit.
Right.
And here it's more, I guess maybe you could say, a normal atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I like all different types of atmospheres, and some of my solo music, I mean, is heavy. Not the stuff we do tonight, but when I play with a full band, it's we get a drummer and throw some metal in there. But it being instrumental always, regardless of what the lineup is, it's always my solo music performances always have a different atmosphere than the metal shows that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Do.
So yeah, I'm sure it's drastically different when you're even just from the instruments you have up there and the amount of people in your band. But how would you say that playing shows like this is similar? Because obviously there's some sort of draw from the original metal scene, you know. So what kind of metal would we see coming through in these types of shows?
I would say the similarity between the two is that we are playing music from our hearts in either setting. Like, regardless of what, if I'm doing the Ben Cousé band as a band, a duo, solo artist, whatever, I always approach it from the standpoint that the musician should be himself or herself, and like that sincerity comes across, and at least even though it may be a very small minority of people out there who are receptive to that spirit of originality, so to speak, still that minority of people, when they are watching, it comes across to them, and they understand that I'm a sincere guy doing what I love. And not only that, I think that self-expression just validates itself. It's like we're each born to be ourselves and do what we love to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it seems like your interests in music are very genuine, and you know.
Yeah.
So what is your main goal with a music career? Are you trying to make money, or are you just like, what exactly do you hope to come out of this?
Go as far as I can doing what I love to do. That's basically what my interests always have been.
Mm-hmm.
I still do projects with other musicians, sometimes in metal, sometimes in other genres, from time to time. You know, my heart is involved in those to varying degrees, but certainly every musical project I do falls in the category of playing music, like, as a, you know, as a career, which is what I've always set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've definitely, you know, crossed genres and played music for the sake of it being a profession before,
mm-hmm.
as well as doing my solo music, which is all straight from the heart.
Cool.
This next one is a new one I wrote just a few months ago. Thank you.
Where do you plan to go in the future? Like after, you know, you're doing solo stuff now, what do you see yourself doing, you know, 5 years down the road? Is your career going to evolve into something new or?
I may get other gigs playing in bigger bands, who knows? But my main goal right now is to increase the name and the following for Ben Cousey as a band or solo artist. Mm-hmm. For 3 years we were just doing one-off shows or double headers on weekends sometimes. Mm-hmm. And now this is our first actual Midwest tour. We're covering several states. So the next step is to expand beyond this, maybe cover half the country on the next tour, cover the whole country after that. We've been doing great so far on this tour. Everyone's treated us well. And I want to say that in my career as a solo artist, I've never had any bad experience with any club owner or manager. Good. I hear a lot of musicians griping, but I think that they're doing something wrong. I've never had a bad experience in that way. They've all been honest, so.
What do you like about playing small venues like this? It's definitely unique and, you know, the crowd is different, but what do you like about playing coffee shops or smaller venues?
Whereas a lot of musicians set out with the goal in mind to play before some big number of people, I don't take that into consideration other than it, insofar as it's necessary to have some people,
maybe the world,
for the venue to have a successful night and us to make something out of it. Mm-hmm. But as a two-piece, I knew that it would be necessary to go through a different set of venues than we would go through if we were playing as a four-piece. Mm-hmm. In as a four-piece with drums pounding, generally we need bars for that. As a two-piece, I just figured that it would work good in this string of cafes and coffee houses we're playing, and it definitely fits. So
what instruments will we see you play tonight then?
I'll play bass guitar, keyboard, and guitar.
Cool.
And my accompaniment player, Daniel Cousey, will play keyboard and guitar. We switch off.
All right. Are there any other instruments you play? Or?
No, just those. When I was from age 4 to 8, I played violin. I'm planning on picking that up again at some point. Let's see. I want to play flute. I'm going to learn that.
Is that how you got interested in bass originally? Was first playing violin and then going to a different stringed instrument? Or?
No, I quit violin at age 8 and then played trumpet from age 10 to 12. Although my heart was never in that, I was kind of coached into doing the trumpet thing by older people, basically. I got into the bass guitar because I was really into heavy metal music, and really, I thought it was a rhythm guitar. It was the rhythm guitar like in Metallica and Justice for All. I remember that was like my biggest inspiration. But once I found out what the bass was in the mix, I really liked it. I liked playing it, and I got into, I'd say a year or two after starting playing, I got into Black Sabbath and really studied the way Geezer Butler works his bass parts into the music. Late teens, I got into instrumentalists like Stuart Hamm, as I mentioned. Also, there's a bassist who played for David Chastain. His name is David Harbour. He is an influence of mine in soloing, and he did a guest appearance on my second CD, Perpetual Rain. So that was a big moment in my life, having one of my bass heroes come in and play both bass solos and keyboard solos. He switched off with my bass solos in one song in that disc.
That's always good.
Yeah.
So how many albums have you recorded then?
Oh, I've recorded 5 albums, like if you count other people's albums too. Mm-hmm. The first 2 never came out. I've recorded 6 albums. The first 2 never came out. And then I've recorded 3 solo albums and an album with Mike Filipov. I recorded bass on his album, Reflections. And that's pure neoclassical metal, that album is. And I've done a couple demos with other bands over the years. I played on Joel Wanasek's demo, and that demo I think is worthy of note because that was listened to by a lot of people. Came out back in 2002, and that was like one of my early recording experiences. So yeah, we're having a great time on tour. We're excited. It's the first time that I, as a solo artist, have gotten out, ventured on a tour. And I really look forward to the future, hopefully touring the country and maybe the world.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.